Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Scattered the stuffing all over my plate like it was icing sugar atop a Victoria sponge.
It's like he's putting crumble.
It was like nothing I'd ever seen before. He was dusting the plate with stuffing. And I was like, look, listen, it's stuffing, no matter how it's applied.
Am I right? And welcome to Emer and Esther Sunday Roast with Emer and Esther.
I'm Emer McLysett.
And I'm Esther Mordenu.
Emer and Esther's Sunday Roast with Emer and Esther is a podcast without boundaries. We eat carveries in petrol stations, train stations, and out of an old sock if we absolutely have to. Although I, Emer, I'm not a big fan of the cabbage. Pledge allegiance only to our Lord and Saviour, Big Spud.
Every Sunday, like two human Thomasina the Tank Engines, we choose one lucky carvery to train our sights on, fill our tanks and express strong opinions on mash, roast pots and tonguing skills with the speed and energy of the 8:15pm Irish Rail Intercity commuter train.
3, 2, 1.
Let's roast!
Beautiful.
There was a theme there. Did you pick up on the theme?
Have we dropped enough hints?
We had a carver to a train station.
We went to a train station and we had a carvery. More on that later.
What's going on with you today, Emer?
Well, I just want to apologise for not being here last week. Indeed, neither of us were here last week. But that's because I took a pilgrimage to Wales to see Beyoncé.
I know. How was it?
It was brilliant. Got the ferry.
Yeah.
Didn't have a carvery on the ferry. Didn't see a carvery. But as I was on the ferry, I was looking up the 1-star reviews of Irish ferries and really enjoying them. I was having a lovely time, so I gave it a 5-star review. The food wasn't getting a great, wasn't getting a great going over in the reviews.
But
so
you paid a little extra to go into the fancy.
I paid €21 to go into the club class. Yes. Let me tell you, it was bloody worth it. There was free nibbles, and so my morning sailing, there was free breakfasty bits. I had some granola, I had some yogurt. The mini muffins were some of the best I've ever tasted. They really were delicious. They were so fresh. There was multiple flavours. Let me tell you something else. The soft drinks were free.
Oh my God. Wowee, wowee.
I mean, free soft drinks. We're in America now, lads.
So you were topping up the Fanta with abandon.
Well, it was early morning, so I was really going for water. But I had a Fanta and a Diet Coke just to get the use out of the €21.
Of course, you had to get your money.
But my reading of the reviews led me to believe that the price of the food in steerage was terrible. Yeah. So pay the €21.
And was anyone painting anyone like a French girl?
None that I saw of, but I don't think there'd be any of that filth, as I said, in club class.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, through the double doors.
Yeah, I'd say so. Okay, fine. And so what is the overall ferry experience like? What is there to do? You obviously stayed away from the riffraff.
Stayed away from the riffraff. I did visit duty-free on the way back to Ireland and planning to buy some Wales souvenirs for some small children in my life. All of the souvenirs were Irish themed, so that was absolutely no use to me. So instead I spent a small fortune on some Chupa Chups. The experience is delightful. Nobody asked me to open a bag. Nobody asked me what liquids I had. Nobody asked me for a passport. Nobody asked me anything, to be quite honest. I drove my car onto the ferry. We chook across the Irish Sea. Beautiful day. And then I drove my car off the ferry again.
Brilliant. So if you hate people, it's a mode of transport for you.
It was absolutely incredible. I listened to 3/4 of an audiobook. Beyonce was brilliant. But the ferry itself, I mean, I'd go again just to go on the ferry and drive. Wales is a beautiful country.
I was going to say, you contemplated moving to Wales as well.
Wales is beautiful. I haven't been to Wales in several years. I was blessed with the nice weather. I stayed one night in a gorgeous place called Barmouth, which is a seaside town. Stayed in an Airbnb there. Gorgeous beach. Loads of parking. What is it with Irish beaches never have any parking and everyone's stressed out and everyone gets there at 8 a.m. So they have somewhere to park. Anyway, that's Wales. I thought about moving there because everything was cheaper and the drivers were less aggressive.
But you're not going to make the move ultimately
I mean,
to
probably
Wales.
Not. That would be a very knee-jerk reaction. But it was lovely. And I think at least two people since I've gone and I've been waxing lyrical about my journey to Wales have looked into taking a short break. Taking the car, taking the kids, making a break for it across the Irish Sea.
Yeah.
It sounds delicious. Well, I...
What news have you?
No news, but I would just like to acknowledge today is... Is today the hottest day of the year so far?
It probably is, yeah.
It's really properly scorchio. Perfect
by
timing.
The number of flies that have found their way into my apartment but then cannot find the way back out again, I would say yes, it probably is.
Yeah, similar. There's the flies in my house need little helmets. They're bapping against that door. Of course, a really hot day. The water in my house decided to go off, so perfect. That's terrific.
Oh God,
but
it's like the Sahara in here.
OMG. But thankfully, I live near a Tesco Express, so I said I'll go over and get some water just in case things worked out. Knocked on my neighbour's door. Do you have water? No, I have no water. I was like, terrific, great. I said, strike while the iron's hot. He's been working on his house. I said, can I go in and have a look? So I managed to go and have a snoop. He was like, come in. I was like, your kitchen looks great.
Incredible. Is he eligible?
No. Oh. No. Polished concrete floor. Very appreciated. Yeah,
yes.
He's done a good job. But what's brilliant about it is, still no water, but I was able to ask him the name of another neighbour who I have not been able to recall or imagine since I moved in 5 years ago. And because of the pandemic, there was no opportunity. There was another neighbour on the road. I was like, whenever...
Did you think you had dreamt them up? Or
no, I just couldn't. It's gone so long. There was no opportunity. And I was like, good day. Hello.
Okay.
How are you? And Lindsay's never going to remember my name. Esther. E-S-T-H-E-R. It's a Hebrew name meaning little star. Esther. Never forget that name. So... Amazing. The water is off, but I now know the man's name and it is
incredible.
Great. Yeah, and now I can pass it on to other people on the road. We also want to express our delight and thanks to our Ko-Fi little folks.
Thank you.
It's a joke. It's a joke every time we say this. It's so cumbersome and awkward. But ko-fi.com/Sunday Roast Potatoes. Oh no, Sunday Roast Podcast. I get it wrong every time. So we'd like to thank Alva Byrne, Caroline Sheridan, Aoife Murray, Maeve O'Farrell, Aoife Bradley, Geraldine Carton, Niamh Hannan, Andrew Byrne, Imogen Pollard. Again, thank you, Imogen. And Subi Lynch again. Gosh,
thank you,
bless
Subi.
You.
Thank you, Imogen. And thank you, everybody. It means a lot.
God bless us, everyone. So we said this before, but we'll also be at the Beyond the Pale Plate Festival again in on the 17th of June. Tickets are still on sale. Have we figured out what we're going to do? No, but that's not the point. It's fine. I've got no water. I know my neighbour's name and we'll figure that out when we need to.
We'll figure that out. There's multiple things between now and then.
Absolutely.
That we have to get through.
I have
to go to Harry Styles.
Oh yeah. When is that?
The 10th of June.
Oh, wonderful.
Anyway. Did an Insta sticker. Insta sticker was back with a vengeance this week.
Oh, people missed it.
After last week's break. As we were talking earlier about my pilgrimage to Beyonce, you won't break my soul. We wanted to ask people, it's not roast related, but it doesn't matter. What was your favourite concert and what would you rate it out of potatoes? People were thick and fast with the replies.
Thick and fast like a quality gravy.
Oh, I meant to say, actually, when I was in Wales, I had my eyes peeled for a Toby Carvery. Didn't see one. Didn't see one. Maybe they're only in England.
Maybe it's only an England thing.
England. I did see a beef eater. Is that what they're called? They might say, that sounds like the kind of place that might... Beefmaster? That sounds dirty.
Sounds like a franchise idea to me.
Anyway, back to the people's favourite concerts. Elaine O'Connell said, Adele in Dublin, 10 potatoes out of 10 potatoes. She has a voice like silk. She does. Did you see her doing James Corden's last ever carpool karaoke? You know, people have their opinions about James, but put Adele in a vehicle. You put Adele in a vehicle. Adele. I would just go with an Adele. You could put Adele in a vehicle with, you know, Mussolini and she'd make him look good.
Whoa. Put her in the Nissan Juke. She would sing like a silken canary. Yeah, of course, she's a stunning voice. Ruth said, Taylor Hawkins tribute concert in London, September 2022. Oh. 11 out of 10 potatoes.
Oh, I saw videos of that. That looked very moving and brilliant.
Malumfa
says, Harry Styles last year. The show was grand. Blasphemy. The crowd was 20 potatoes out of 10 potatoes. Yeah. I agree. As
you
a member of that crowd.
Yeah,
I
you
agree.
And Sophie were skipping around.
Oh, we were lying on the ground. We were doing everything.
You're going into yourselves, as they say. Going into yourself.
Ella Dimi says, currently Beyonce and Croker. I was there too. Soon to be Beyonce in London, taking the trip, much like myself. 1 million potatoes out of
They're
potatoes.
Raising the stakes for every, like, what? These people talking to each other. Yeah, I saw Beyonce and Croker as well. It was amazing. Sarah Kell Pryor said, hard, but potato gratin, mash and roast. So 3. Gig, I would say Prince. Yes, I've been to see Prince twice.
I think she's rating her favourite potatoes there. Gratin, mash and roast. I like that, Sarah. I like that.
Yeah, but I would say, have you ever seen Prince live?
I have once.
It's saw him twice. He's amazing.
Twice.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. And he's dead now.
He's dead now. He's dead now. Yeah, I saw him out in, was it
Malahide?
Yeah. After he cancelled that Croker gig. Do you remember?
No.
And then MCD sued him and he sent a note to the court and he said to your man who owns MCD and said, tell that cat to chill. Iconic. Cool.
And now it's framed in his downstairs toilet.
Ed Sheeran of the Three Arena in March, says Stella Bella Ella. Five potatoes for sure. Small gigs, the way to go. I think she means five potatoes out of five potatoes rather than five out of ten.
Okay, fine. Here's random. Huey Lewis and the News. 10 potatoes out of 10.
That is random.
Yeah, just a neat little 10 potatoes out of 10. Okay, yeah, well, fine.
Earthless says self-esteem in the Olympia. That wasn't that long ago. 345 potatoes out of potatoes. Love it.
And then I think we might end on this. Mumford & Sons Hammersmith Apollo from Celia. 110 out of 10.
110 feels like a word Mumford & Sons might say.
Oh, it's a real, it's a little mandolin word. Yeah. It's a little mandolin of a word. But isn't one of Mumford & Sons...
Is he?
I think he's a bit right wing.
One of them's married to someone else who's famous.
That one who looks like this in all the films.
No, can't remember. Her name.
Carrie Johnson or Carrie something something. Carrie Eyebrows.
I don't know if you saw in Roast News, just today as we're recording, the internet's favourite comedian, Michael Fry, who's at Big Dirty Fry on Instagram and I think Twitter, posted on his stories that he's just had a carvery at a service station outside Kells. And
okay.
He was so taken with it that he took to his Instagram stories to talk about it. And I've actually got in touch with him. I'm just going to check here live on the podcast.
Look at Emer's influence and power.
To see if he got back to us yet. He didn't yet. He didn't yet, but he probably will.
He's driving. He's driving. Look, there's a million reasons why that man hasn't texted you back.
But, he hasn't responded to my DM. And I'd sent it from the Sunday Roast Potatoes podcast. So, I mean, obviously he knows who we are.
Of course.
But so many people sent it to us within seconds of him posting it. So thank you to everyone who did that. But I just wanted to touch on some of the high points of his reporting. Yeah. We don't have the name yet of the service station. Mm-hmm. We will post it on our Instagram if and when we get it. He said, the service station in question was outside Kells, has a restaurant upstairs but serves carvery downstairs. And he said it also had every possible food a tired culture could want. I'm in.
Yeah.
He said he was in awe. It was the most incredible service station he's ever seen. He'd been craving a carvery for months. And even though he's watching what he's eating, he said he had to have it. And he said it was divine.
Well, the great thing about Little Roast Potatoes in our Instagram is that they affirm us and big us up. They're like, this is your influence. If anything, if someone's eaten a potato in the last 7 weeks, they're like, this is down to you. And we're like, our shoulders are only so broad, but we'll carry this. Yeah. It's an honour.
Yeah.
It is an honour.
They're like, here's a video of Nicole Kidman eating a potato in Sydney. Your influence, your power.
Our power. With that energy in mind, Anna Ryan got in touch to say there is an incredible sandwich shop on Rope Maker Place on Hanover Street East called Carved, and they do a carvery sandwich.
Rope Maker Place. That's a great name.
So I'm going to look at their Facebook page. Carved. It's got like big thick slices of ham, like they do the ham themselves, and it it looked incredible. So if you are in Dublin and of that persuasion,
Carved.
Check
Is that
it
the
out.
Name of the place?
It's called Carved, yeah.
Amazing.
And it's not carvery, it's not dedicated to carvery, but it does have a carvery sandwich now. Again, I'm gonna claim it. It's us. It's down to us. But we're not selling out Three Arenas, so
not yet, Esther.
Not yet.
Listen, first stop, Beyond the Pale Festival.
Yeah.
Next stop. Three Arena.
Madison Square. It's Three Arena.
Okay,
fine.
And then maybe and next year, Madison Square Garden, 10 nights. Let's beat Harry Styles. Let's do 17 nights.
Wow. Did he sell all this?
15 or something.
Mamma Mia Pizzeria.
Yeah.
Have you got a new ensemble for Harry Styles?
No.
Okay, it's fine.
I haven't, no.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank.
LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, so will we...
On to the main event.
Let's do it, baby.
Where did we go this week? Choo-choo.
Choo-choo. Rose Potato sent us in this, I think. I don't think we came up with this ourselves.
No, I didn't know that a carvery existed in this place.
We went into a magical portal of possibility. A place, a key, a doorway to the west and beyond. No, just to the west, because if you went beyond, you'd be in the Atlantic. But we went to Houston Station and we patronized the Galway Hooker. And this is what we thought going in.
Here I am amongst the hustle and the bustle of Houston Station. Can you hear me above the trains? I'm not here to go anywhere. I'm here for a carvery. There's nothing that will stop me and Esther from having a carvery. Not even coming preposterously to a train station and not getting a train.
Just come into Houston Station, into the Galway Hooker. The place has opened up to me. It's like a TARDIS. Emer's now up. She's talking to me. I can't hear what she's saying. Anyway, I just sat down with my meal. It looks very good. Can't wait.
Yeah, there it is. And do you know what it was? So you walk in and it looks like the Galway Hooker is this very tiny pub with only a few seats. And I was like, oh God, where do they serve the carvery from? This is tiny. But then you turn a corner and this just opens, this cavern of carvery just opens. And it's an endless possibility of seating options.
And grumpy
people with bags.
And people are just hanging around there all day, just milking a pint or whatever. But that's fine. And weird art in the walls.
With very weird art in the walls, which you thought you said some of it was for sale.
Well, one of them on the way back out had sold on it, so I guess so.
There was one that looked like a woman drowning. It looked like the cover art for the What Lies Beneath DVD. I'll post a picture of it to our Instagram.
Yeah, we documented the experience extensively. So before we get into the meat and two veg and roast potatoes of it all, we would like to remind you that the categories that we look at are the host, general ambiance, we've kind of alluded to
location.
There. Location. The location, the roast itself, what was happening on the plate, and the Holy Ghost, which is the je ne sais.
Or, you know, what would we give it out of potatoes?
Exactly.
Would we go back, etc., etc.? What were your first impressions, Esther?
Well, you'd gotten there before me and in I arrived in my Deb's dress. And I was like making a big splash. So I went in, saw the shallow shop front, but again, I was like, oh, a whole new world. Emer was sitting in immediately to the left.
Yeah. Yeah, we were, because we were positioned right inside the door and it's a very, very busy place. It was one of the few places where I'd be like, I don't think we should leave our phones and our bags and our keys just lying here on a table where literally anyone walking past could steal them.
Guys, there's nothing sexier than being safe.
So we separated for the Banmarie. You went up first. Mm-hmm. What was the experience like?
It was pretty standard. The cabbage didn't look that green, but it still had all the bits. I could see the potatoes are over to the right. They're in a different section. So we kind of plopped all the mash on.
There was a selection of meats.
A selection of meats, yeah. There was a selection of meats. They were kind of full joints. So obviously they did a roaring trade. They had the backup there. I had a beef joint that I opted for that was in progression. It was an active joint, as we like to say. It wasn't a new barrel.
How near were you to the top nor tail of said joint? I mean, as it gets, the ends get crispier as you get nearer the tail of the joint.
Yes, no, it was in the middle life of the joint, but still there were some squishy arsey bits that were kind of hanging out that he squished onto the plate.
Lovely.
As well. So it was
lovely.
A bit of juice. It was
lovely.
Great.
He knew what he was doing.
Exactly. Now, look, I don't know if this person had tonged a lot in their life. I don't know what life, the hand that life had dealt them, but you know, the mashed potato tonguing wasn't like we'd seen in the 51, but it was fine. You know, it was fine. They frittered on the cabbage, plopped it on. And then I think they might have thought that it was done. But I said,
some of the stuffing, please? So they loaded that
on. The stuffing and the roasties were in a, you know, the way so a bain-marie will usually come in kind of a bank of maybe eight stainless steel tubs. And then there'll be another bank of maybe eight stainless steel tubs. They were in bank number two. So they'd be easy to miss. And when you came back down with your plate, you said to me, now, make stuffing sure. and the roast potatoes aren't immediately in front of you. So make sure you ask.
Yeah. And when I asked him for the roast potatoes, he put a comically big, there was bountiful. There was multiple potatoes. Just he didn't care about portion and size. The manager was like, you're giving too many roast potatoes away. You're cutting our profit margins in a half. And he was like, whatever. Tons of food on the plate. The gravy was dolloped over lovingly. Then I scooted my little
brown tray.
My little brown tray of joy on along the tracks. Choo choo choo.
Love
choo.
That.
I'm coming up to the till, and the man offered me, just wondering, would you like a complimentary Guinness 0.0? I said, sir, I will not.
You cannot buy me with zero non-alcoholic Guinness.
Complimentary giant thing of Coke. He was like, no. I was like, okay, fine. So anyway, so then I went over and paid my money, blah, blah, blah. Then there was like...
$16.95, I believe.
Yeah, it was a little higgledy-piggledy, the water station. But there was bottles in my body that you could just make a drinky if you wanted.
Yeah, you could make yourself a diluted orange.
So I got my little bit, scooted back. Then Emer, like the cool legends that we are, took over and she went over.
It was like a relay. Yeah, we were like Jackie Joyner, Kirstie, and another famous athlete.
Yeah, and I didn't wait. I didn't wait for Emer. I just was like barreling in.
Yeah, no. So then I went up, had a similar experience. Forewarned is forearmed. I knew to look out for the stuffing and the roasties. So he loaded up my plate. I said, no cabbage, please. And he made a very enjoyable sound. He just went, huh. While I was there, another young man joined him. Now, I wouldn't put money on it, but I wouldn't be afraid to suggest that there might have been twins, if not the stuff.
They were very alike.
And he got involved then, and he scattered the stuffing all over my plate like it was icing sugar atop a Victoria sponge.
It's like he's putting crumble.
It was like nothing I'd ever seen before. He was dusting the plate with stuffing. And I was like, look, listen, it's stuffing, no matter how it's applied.
Am I right?
And then he did the same with the roast potatoes. He sprinkled them atop the rest of the food. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Then I did the same as you. I trotted on down to where the man with the till was. I paid my $16.95 and I returned to the table and we both enjoyed our food.
Yeah. And Emer just let her form just sway gently, just moving hither and thither, just tempting. And then she got halfway through, she turned it over her shoulder and she was like, toodles. And yeah, that's what happened. So then we went in and we absolutely hoofed into it.
Yeah, it was delicious. I got the turkey. I'd go back now. I'd actually go back now and have it again.
It was a very good carve.
It was a really good carvery. And as I said, my expectations were not high. You know, sometimes you'll eat a carvery because it's there and you have to be in the place where the carvery is, if you get what I mean. Like maybe a petrol station.
Yes. Sometimes you're just in a situation where a carvery is forced upon
you. You might be waiting for a train and that's the only reason why you'd get the carvery.
And you think it might be transactional, that they might not have quality food because you're going off to Castle Bar. We're never going to see you again. If you're not in an office nearby, you know you got to get a good feed midweek. Maybe you can't stand your job. You hate everybody you work with. Go in there for some roast potatoes and you'd be delighted with yourself.
It's dark. I mean, it could be literally any time of the day. It could be any time of the year.
That's it.
You could sit there and drink your free pints of 0.0 Guinness.
And then what we'd like to say is they, noteworthy on this plate were the fact that the potatoes were, as we said the last time, to use your phrase,
cut on the bias.
Yeah. And so...
they had been cooked well. There was a lovely flavour where each cut had been made. Mm. Very pleasing. Again, we always say this, mass-produced roast potatoes are hard to get right. And I think to get them, you're never going to get them as crunchy and crispy as you're going to get them at home. But to get them right, you've got to get the flavour onto them.
Yeah.
And that's what they did.
They did,
at the Galway Hooker.
Yeah.
We wondered why it was called the Galway Hooker, seeing as we were both in Dublin and nowhere near any water.
There was a picture of a man, a portrait of a man who I kind of, maybe it was for sale, but he was wearing like sort of like a camel suit, coloured suit. Maybe he was the owner. He's obviously from Galway. He wanted to represent.
Maybe, is there a pub called the Galway Hooker? Maybe it's a franchise. Anyway.
We don't know.
We don't know.
The potatoes are good. The beef was really good. The gravy was very strong.
I mean, it was very strong. I don't know what the process was. I'm not saying that it didn't see a powder, but it was tasty.
But you could tell by the colour, it wasn't just pure oxtail.
Yeah, it wasn't oxtail. It wasn't very, very dark brown.
So it was quality gravy. And I thought the carrots were good. They were rustic. They were like...
I got a lot of carrots seeing as I turned my nose up at the cabbage.
Yeah, mash was as mash is.
Stuffing was tasty. Mine was, as I said, skittered across the plate. Thank you. Well, actually, let's listen to our post-roast because this will give a hint as to why we ended up having the cake.
Emer, post-roast.
That was delightful. It was a real old, it felt like a real old school carvery. And you know what? We've been sitting here chatting and we finished it about 15, 20 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. That's not that usual.
Sitting by a cabinet full of slices and we haven't thought to get one, but maybe it's too late now.
The icing on them is a bit lurid.
Yeah, they look like French, those French fancies.
Although now I'm looking at them, maybe I do want one.
Hmm.
Will we get one? We'll back to the studio to find out.
We ended up, I went for a chocolate eclair and you went for a cream slice. And I mean, they were lovely. They weren't perfect.
I felt that the level of icing was slightly too thick.
Yeah,
on
yours
mine.
Was very thick.
But it was a good, it was a good slice.
I enjoyed mine. Like, it was far from perfect. But you know the way sometimes things are a bit crap, but in the right way?
You know what? Yeah.
That's how I felt about my chocolate eclair. I ate every bit of it.
Yeah, of course.
Really enjoyed myself. You actually treated me to my chocolate eclair, which I will never forget.
I did. What a nice woman she is. But so all in all, it was a good experience.
It was a great experience. Let's do our ratings before we just do our last little hashtag Me Too moment.
Yeah.
I would give it a strong 7.4 potatoes out of 10. Potatoes.
Thank you for clarifying that.
No problem.
I would give it I'm going to give it a 7.8. Yeah, it's good.
Great.
It's definitely. Yeah. And I mean, like, you know, we say normalize the pre-flight carvery. Sean and Andrew have taken that very strongly into their hearts and their routine.
Go to the coachman's twice.
Go to the coachman's. So I think normalize a pre into the west carve at the Galway Hooker.
Yeah.
It was very enjoyable. Yeah. Quality food, nice atmosphere. Yeah, we enjoyed.
Or, you know, if you live in Galway or indeed anywhere along the rail network in Ireland, I know the rail network leaves a lot to be desired. But, you know, if you are on one of those, maybe get on the train, come to the Galway Hooker for a carvery.
Dublin.
And then just get back on the train again.
Yeah.
Don't even step outside the station. Don't even look at the Liffey.
What a lifestyle.
The Liffey doesn't want you.
The swans don't want you. The swans are building the nest at the moment.
Avert your eyes, get the carvery and get back to Galway where you belong. No,
put your little eye mask on and don't look at the windows. You don't deserve it.
Get
you do deserve
more
a carvery.
If you have to.
So anyway, then we went off. I had to go in and do a bit of work in to get something in town, which
I had walked away from Esther not 90 seconds when I looked out at my phone and started a missed call from Esther already and a voice note. I started playing the voice note and I realised that it was a voice note of, I'm being bothered by a man and I'm sending this voice note so I'm appearing to be on the phone and so he'll leave me alone.
Well, I was capturing content on the way out as I was leaving en route to my next appointment and I stumbled upon a giant advert for Pret. I was like, Pret's coming to Dublin. I think there's already one there.
Already here, yeah.
Yeah. It's coming again to Dublin. And, you know, I wanted just to support this fledgling business, Pret. I wanted to share that in a reel. So I was capturing my content. And then this man came up to me and look, he's only human.
He had felt the need to run after her and approach her. Don't follow a woman half your age out of a pub and thinking that she's going to be like, oh my God, all my dreams have been answered.
Yeah. Now, ordinarily, I would have stopped and talked to him, but I had to go into town. Let's be honest.
He looked like he might have had a few bob.
Wonder if he's still there. Just waiting for feral women eating carveries on a weekday.
He had quite an expensive raincoat on.
We love a fancy Swedish raincoat. Anyway, so that was our experience at Houston Station.
Okay, I think we're all talked out.
All talked out. Yes.
All night. Yes, we have come to the end.
Yes.
Of another Emer and Esther Sunday Roast with Emer and Esther. Well done, Esther.
Well done, Emer.
If you have any roast recommendations or strong opinions about said roast, please get in touch on Instagram at Sunday Roast Potatoes or email us helloroastpotatoes@gmail.com. Loads of the places we go to are because people send in recommendations. The past two, Cornell's Court, Dunn's and Houston Station being very good examples of that.
Like Celine Dion says, we're everything we are because you love us and give us recommendations and we listen to them. You can also now buy us a coffee/roast dinner at ko.fi/fi.com/Sunday Roast Podcast. Look, if you've managed to listen to a podcast, you know how to find that. So Sunday Roast Podcast on Ko-Fi.
And please subscribe. It really helps the podcast get
booted up the charts.
And leave us 5 stars, no less, and a lovely review on Apple Podcasts or indeed wherever you get your podcasts.
You can follow me at Esther Two Names.
And I'm at Emer the Screamer.
And Emer, let's just check. Big Dirty Fry, just see, has he seen it? People are on the edge of their pagodas.
He's driving, like I said.
Jesus Christ.
He's still driving.
But Emer, driving shouldn't stop you from checking Instagram.
He hasn't even seen it yet.
Holy Christ.
Listen,
okay.
We'll get to the bottom of where this outside Kells
this is
was.
Perfect. This is the perfect cliffhanger. If we know how podcasts work, this is how Joanne and Vo got to the tippity top. We'll tell you if he saw that and ignore that message next week. So we'll be back next Sunday. So until then, bye.
Bye for now. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.